The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we are talking about retirement planning. It's not a sexy subject, and it certainly is not the most popular subject, but that's exactly why you need to listen and pay close attention to this episode. Retirement planning is something that most people put off way into their 30s, and by the time they realize they need a plan for retirement, it often requires such drastic lifestyle changes that most people simply continue to ignore the disaster ahead. With our increase in life expectancy, it is anticipated that most people will live close to 90, and if you factor in that most people will retire at around 65, that means you have 25 years of living expenses you need to make provision for from your earnings today. This coupled with the fact that a recent survey of first world countries and their pension schemes anticipates that pension funds will only be able to support 45% of retirees in the next 50 years. So the question is, what can you do to make sure you have a secure financial retirement plan? Now, Justin, retirement planning is something we both are extremely passionate about, and we often talk about the silent killer in a retirement plan, which is fees. Even on a small percentage, such as 1.5% in fees over a lifetime, the 1.5% alone can add up to as much as 40% of the investment because it gets deducted annually on your retirement investment. Or to put it in another way, fees can erode about 40% of your entire portfolio. What are some of the ways people can reduce fees?
This is a tough question to blanket answer because the answer for someone who is self-employed is very much different from someone who is forced into a provident fund or a pension fund via the employer. So before we jump into how to save on fees, I'd like to offer a word of advice on retirement planning as a whole. It is anticipated that most people will need about 70% of what they earn today to retire comfortably, and that is not taking into account inflation. The single best way to plan for retirement is to live on less than 70% of what you earn today. In other words, live as if you were retired today. And then use the additional funds to create your own retirement fund in addition to any other retirement plan that you already have or don't have. Creating your own separate retirement fund is one of the smartest retirement plans you can have, and it also provides you with a lot of flexibility in terms of finding the best investments with the lowest fees, as well as getting your independence from retirement funds that may or may not be able to pay out in the future.
That is some great advice, considering that most people contribute to a pension fund for 25 to 35 years of their working life and never give a second thought to the reality that the funds they so desperately need in retirement might actually not be there in the end. But coming back to the fee issue, how can people reduce or avoid fees in their retirement planning?
Anytime you hand someone else the responsibility to manage your investment or your retirement plan, you're going to pay a fee for that. That could be a broker or a fund manager, and most people are happy to do this because they don't have the discipline to take control of their own retirement plan. So the first step would be to eliminate as many third parties as possible. Going direct will always save you money. Secondly, you need to reduce your contributions as much as possible into the forced funds, i.e. your employer pension fund. And where possible, you need to try to allocate the bulk of your retirement savings into a retirement fund that you manage for yourself.
When you talk about a retirement fund that you self-manage, this sounds complex and it sounds like hard work. Can you give an example of what you mean by managing your own retirement fund and give some real examples?
The best way to think about any fund is to think about allocating money to specific investments that will bring a long-term consistent return. And there really is no limit on what you can invest in as an investment in your own retirement fund. For some people, it's going to be buying property that will pay them rent when they're older. And for others, it might be something like unit trusts or the stock market. It's your fund and you can make your own rules and you can invest in the things that make sense to you. In my case, I have a mix of investments and these include stocks, bonds, property and index funds. And since investing has really been democratized by the internet, almost anyone can actually manage their own money with some degree of relative ease these days.
What about someone who simply does not have the discipline to set money aside each month, or worse yet, potentially makes loads of money investing and then because they have access to it, unlike a pension fund, would land up spending that money. How would you advise someone like that should proceed?
In life, there is always going to be a price to pay. If you don't have the self-discipline to manage your own money, then you must be prepared to pay a fee for someone to do that for you. And if that is the case, at least be wise enough to shop for better fees and always be asking for better fees and better rates, because these fees and rates will drastically reduce your retirement funds over time.
Hopefully this episode has encouraged you to think ahead for your retirement and give you the motivation to start planning your retirement with a little more assertiveness. If you are interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, then you can check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.